All right, first off, my arms hurt though. Like,
I got your boy in the gym, you know what I'm saying?
So, for those of you that don't know, my cousin's getting married. And so I need to lose his gut. This little this COVID-20, you know, this COVID-19, that's what I got, that weight. That's what I need to lose. So I need to turn that to muscle. So we at the gym yesterday, and I'm like, I'm good. It's not that bad. And this morning, I was like, it's bad. It hurts. This shit's going to hurt for a while.
Yeah, you know, we gotta be our best selves, you know what I'm saying? And
hey, we're not good. We're going to be great.
Exactly. And that's why I came to a point where we have to start, you know, living up to our name in a sense and not settle and just try to be our best selves in every aspect. And at least that's my approach and mindset. It's just like, just do your best, you know, your very best in everything so you don't live with no regrets. And, you know, I don't tend to look at age, but we're getting up to those ages where, like, we got to start rolling, and, you know, and I'm not saying a timeline, but just, like, at least doing everything you possibly can in the world and living with the results. Because I know for me, like, there are some things I didn't even try to, you know, get better at. And now I'm trying to get my head wrapped around that as far as just getting better.
Right. You got to just say yes to random things sometimes and go experience the world and try different things. So at least you can say, I tried it. I didn't like it, but I tried it.
Exactly.
So I think if at the end of the day you can say that and do that, I think you've accomplished more than just saying, yeah, I wish I could do that.
Exactly.
That's one thing I always hear with the older generation is don't live life with what ifs, because I don't know how many of them I've ever talked to and they went, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. I wish I went to that concert. I wish I asked that girl out, that guy out.
Yeah.
I wish I jumped off that cliff into that waterfall. Like, yeah, just do it.
How many times have you seen, well, I don't know about you, but I've seen a couple of times where, like, they're of age, like, up there in age, and you see the regret in their eyes. You see the bitterness of them not doing something.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's heartbreaking looking at them because I'm like, dang, like, they can't, you know, they can't figure it out because it's probably too late.
Their bodies won't allow them to do whatever exactly. It is that they want exactly. to do.
So I don't want to live like that at all. And we've talked about it before. It's just hard. But now my brain is telling me, I saw this one thing where if you just have discipline, if you have discipline, you will strive to do anything. Because if you're just doing it based off motivation, you're not going to be motivated every single day. But if you put in your brain and say, okay, what's the end goal? And try to, you know, realize what your end goal is instead of, like, right now and saying, well, I don't feel like working out. Well, yeah, that's how many people in the world wants to do something hard? Nobody, pretty much, you know. But they realize, oh, if I do this hard thing, it's going to persevere me into another level. So, you know, I've just been, well, funny enough, TikTok has been the algorithm. It's just been like, oh, man, like, they know what I'm needing right now. So I've been feeding off that and just trying to, you know, grow from learning new techniques and new ways to get better.
Right. You constantly have to change everything. You constantly have to evolve. My grandpa would always tell me life is about adjustments. He'd always, this man would always do, like, baseball references, and I'm like, all right, I get it. And it stuck with me because in baseball, like, when you're having a slump, I think it's any sport, actually.
Yeah.
But when you're having a slump in something, like, you got to make adjustments, you know. For baseball, well, like, when you're swinging the bat, you got to choke up, you know, or go down. You got to move in the box. You got to, you know, not let your feet be planted. And so I've always taken that with life in general, with just making adjustments to my lives and doing, like, certain things. Like, I cut people out of my life that I've been friends with for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, how could you do that? Like, those are your best friends. And I go, they were, but they're not a benefit to me anymore. Like, right. Their life choices isn't helping me, you know, progress in life. I'm stuck where I'm at because I'm friends with them. And, you know, I'm only cutting them off in the sense that I'm not, you know, hanging out with them anymore. I'm still friends with them. You know, I'll still wave at them and, like, say what's up and, like, chat with them. But I'm not going to be going out with them all the time. I'm not going to be doing this and that with them all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and moving out here was the same thing. They go, how could you leave your house? Like, you went to go live with your aunt and, like, you know, now you're struggling over there. And I go, yeah, but I made that move. Like, I left my hometown at 20, you know, and I've been out here for, it's been 13 years now. I think it's 13 years today,
man, actually, crazy.
Which is, it's like 12 or 13 years, one of those.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, like, yeah, like, I made that move, you know, and I moved out of my hometown. I was able to grow more as a person because I moved out of my hometown. I could have stayed in my hometown, you know, and learned so much. I have friends that have stayed home and haven't left, and they've done well for themselves, but that doesn't apply to everyone. That's not going to apply to me. I would have been stuck in the same spot doing the same thing because it's comfortable. You know, I'm not getting outside of my comfort zone in that sense. And I wouldn't grow. I wouldn't know other people. I wouldn't meet the other people. I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have met the guys, you know, or anyone else. I wouldn't have gone through, you know, my struggles or my accomplishments in any of that.
Right.
Like, I would be going down a different path. Who knows what that path would have been? I could be dead on the side of the road, exactly. You know, because of, like, the lifestyle that I was living before that. So, like, when everyone ever asked me, like, oh, if you had the ability to, like, you know, change one thing in your life, would you change? I'm like, I wouldn't change anything. I made the choices that I made. I'm here with what I am now because any choices that I've changed, you know, it would completely change my life. Like, people go, like, what about your DUI? No, I'd keep my DUI. I wouldn't change that. Like, it sucks. I'm going through it, you know?
Yeah.
But that might be the reason on why I did that. Like, if I didn't get my DUI, like, I would probably be working with the why. And if I was working with the why, I wouldn't be at home, and I wouldn't have made that viral TikTok.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have done that.
It's just a ripple.
Yeah. It's like those crazy TikToks where it's like, what's, like, a random domino effect in history that caused this, you know? And somebody said, like, yeah, 9/11 caused 50 Shades of Grey. And I was like, what? And they went through, like, the whole process of, like, what caused it. And I was like, yo, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's a crazy concept. But it's like, because that didn't happen, we wouldn't have that.
Exactly.
You know? And because, like, we wouldn't have that, it's like, we wouldn't meet. So, like, if I didn't, you know, if I didn't work for the YMCA, I would have never met you because I would have never thought to work for the YMCA when I came to Colorado. You know? If I didn't like Kanye, you know, when he first came out, I wouldn't have probably, like, we wouldn't be as close friends because we didn't have that bonding thing.
Yeah.
So there's different things that go into it. And it's all about, you know, changing your perspective on things and doing things differently that helps you grow as a person. It's like you said, like, you have to do stuff differently, you know? And so while this sucks to go in the gym and, like, I feel like, you know, this shit hurts, it's like, I need to do that because I need to, like, get myself back to where, you know, my baseline was,
right?
Essentially. So every person's got that baseline of, like, okay, I need to reset back to this in order to bounce off of this and move forward. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, I get what you're saying. And, you know, and we can get into it. I just started to realize when, which is this main topic we're going to talk about, is seeing how someone, you know, he wasn't my best friend, but there was a point in time where I hung out with this guy a lot, and him and his girlfriend was, like, my really good friend. And just realizing, wow, like, I grew, you know, I hung out, we had memories together, so many memories together, and to realize that he passed away was surreal, because I'm like, yo, like, there's no, like, handbook on who's gonna die, who's, you know, who's gonna live for a long time. Like,
there's no handbook on life.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying. It's just like, yo, we gotta start living life to the fullest, because you don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. Like, we didn't expect, you know, to hear about, you know, our friend Duncan We didn't expect to hear about that. Like, I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking positive, and I get a text saying, yo, he's, like, passed away. You're like, wow, like, that's surreal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than my family members, I've never had, like, one of my friends who I, you know, grew a bond with pass away. Luckily, you know, I've had all you guys. So that's just a surreal thing to see that someone around my age is like gone. Yeah. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Duncan wasn't the kind of person that was like riddled with illnesses or like anything like that. He was really healthy, and like when you would see him, you're like, there's nothing wrong with him.
Right.
So he passed away really young, you know, and it's that kind of thing is like the big shock. It's different when you see someone that's sick, you know, and you're like, the time is coming. We're getting close to that.
Right.
You know, it's different when you see someone really old and you're like, yep, any moment now I'm waiting for
exactly.
that phone call, you know. But when it's like a friend of yours that's, you know, maybe not in perfect health, but like in good health, I would say, like that's when things kind of get different. And it's like, it's nothing that you could have done to prevent that. It just happened.
It just happened.
Like, I lost, I can name like hundreds of them. I wouldn't say hundreds, but like a lot of people that I've known really personally that have passed away. But I think a big one that affected me when I was here was when Jenna passed away.
Yeah.
Jenna used to be my director when I first started working before and aftercare, and she taught me everything. She taught me how to do stuff properly. And anyone that knew Jenna knew that, like,
she was
if
great.
She did it or she said something, like, that was, like, the way
she
to go.
She was definitely going up the ranks. Like, she would have been one of the head honchos at the Y, for
yeah,
sure.
She used to argue with our other boss, and she was the only one that would, like, get her way. And we all, like, Jenna, go ask her. Like, see if we could do this. And
absolutely.
She was like, well, why don't you go? No, it's different when you ask. Like, you can say that. And she was like, okay, yeah, I got you guys.
Yeah.
But she passed away in a car accident. And that was something where, like, people called me and they're like, yo, she passed away. And I was like, no, you know, and then I get to work and, like, everyone's giving me hugs. And I was like, this is real.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that we talked about. Like, it hasn't hit me yet. I think it's going to hit me when we go to the memorial, you know, when we actually, you know, see the other people and we see everything else. Like, that's when it's going to kind of hit us more. And it sucks because death affects people in different ways. Growing up with my grandma, I've learned to handle death a bit, I would say, better than most people. Excuse me. I know the process of grieving. I know how much grieving means mm-hmm. to, like, a person. I know what to expect, more or less. You know, I know what it's like to lose someone really close to you. I know what it's like to lose family members. I know what it's like to lose friends, you know, and unexpectedly. And so
right.
it's never easy, and it never gets easier. But you know the emotions of where you're going to be. You know what you need to do for yourself, and everyone's different. When you lost, you know, your people, I told you, I go, you're going to go through a bunch of things that you have to do on yourself, but you let me know when you're ready. You know, when you need to talk, I go, it doesn't matter who you talk to. You have to talk to someone.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it wasn't easy. I think in your situation, it's hard. I don't want to go into it unless, you know.
No,
you
it's fine. Just to elaborate, it was just confusion. There was a lot of things going on, and it took me, you know, in a doozy, because I went from having both, you know, I was already getting over my mom's death. My mom passed away, I was 16. And then I started to not get over it, and let me take that back, not get over it, but just come to terms of like, oh, my mom's not here.
Right.
And then I had my grandma and my sister, and they were my backbone. You know, I grew up in the same household as them. And for my grandma to pass away and then my sister to pass away a month after took me back a little bit, where, to be honest, I just was numb. Didn't want to feel emotions. Of course, like, at the funeral and at the memorial, like, I cried. But I'm saying I didn't express my feelings and learn to say, hey, like, let's grieve. It's okay to grieve.
Right.
You know, instead I just, like, held it in, was like, I'm good, like, because I grew up in a, you know, in an environment where you don't want to seem weak.
That strong male environment.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to show emotion.
If you show emotions, strong, like, oh my God, like,
you're considered weak.
Exactly. So yeah. I had that in my head. And I'm like, oh my God. And I remember one moment where I was like, yo, I gotta chill. Is we went out, and we walked back to my house, and I don't know what I said, but I remember you saying, yo, you better not, I'm not gonna fucking, you're not gonna fucking leave me or some shit like that. Cause I was saying some shit. But you were like,
you said some shit like, it's like, I could just go. It's fine. Like, I'll just do this and I'll do, like, you were talking borderline, like, suicidal.
Shit.
And
that's, it was how, like, blocked out I was.
Yeah, like you said something along, I don't remember the
exact, but I remember you looking in the eye and I saw your eyes and you were just like,
yeah,
you were so adamant, like, you better not fucking, you know, leave me, you're very important. I was just like, you're very important to me, you're very important to all these people who we were walking with. And I was like, what? Like, it just dawned on me, like, I can't just, you know, that's the easy way out, is just, oh, I'm going to end it now, or, oh, I'm right, not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, instead of just facing it and saying, okay, I persevere, and now I'm a stronger, better person.
I didn't think you would ever be, like, suicidal. I think what it sounded like was, I could do this, like, this is an option, you know, yeah. But I felt like I had to shut that down almost immediately.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't want, like, that thing to kind of sit there and you, like, go, let me weigh the options of this. Like, I need to shut it down immediately. Because I've been suicidal before.
Right.
You know, and that's never easy to talk about. There's so, okay, point of reference, there's so much shit that have gone on in my life that I have moved on and I don't consider significant anymore to me in my life, that I've kind of, I wouldn't say blocked out, but I kind of, I guess the word I'm looking for is repressed. Like, my mom had a tumor. I forgot about that for the longest time. And I'm like, oh shit, yeah, my mom had a tumor on her lungs. She's good now. She's fine. She, like, ended up doing, it was like pretty, I think it was like a 15-pound tumor. Like, she ended up doing Spartan races after that because of that. And she's got like a shit ton of medals. I'm like, God damn, yeah, ball out. But there's like a bunch of other shit that, like, I've gone through my depression and, like, being suicidal well before I met you guys. My issue with my height, and I'm like, yeah, I forgot about all this shit. So when someone says something, like, that's when it triggers. So when you said that, that's when it triggered me to that, and I went, no, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
I know what that path is going down.
Right.
You know, and I remember talking to Ahmed about, like, a bunch of stuff, and he was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, he has to go through the motions. Like, and I know I always say this all the time. It's like, you have to go on that roller coaster. I can tell you what it's going to be like. I can tell you're going to go up, down, do a flip, go backwards, you know, and do a spiral, and then you're at the exit. It's like, I can tell you all that, but you have to go on it. Like, I can't do anything else for you until you go on it. But I'm there the whole step of the way.
Right.
You know, I will be there, you know, when you get on and when you get off. And when you're ready to talk, like, that's fine. If you need to go on it another time, go on it another time. Like, whatever it is. But the one thing I've always tried to stress, even not just with you, but with, like, anyone that I've ever been close with, is that you're not alone in it. Like, there's always, like, if no one's going to be there, I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, like, how close we are. If, like, someone calls me at 2 a.m., they're like, yo, I need to talk. Cool. What are we talking about? It's like, it's not even, like, hesitation, because I've seen, you know, so much working with my, not, I wouldn't say working with my grandma, but going with my grandma on hospice visits, you know, and listening to patients, like, just kind of ramble. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. My grandma's like, just sit there and listen. It's like, you don't have to respond, but just listen, you know. And then eventually I would start hearing what they were saying. I'm like, oh, this is serious. And I would, like, ask questions. I go, why would you think that? Like, what possessed you to think that? And then they would respond more, and they would, like, you know, when you talk to someone that's, like, really, like, interested about something, and you just ask them questions, they, like, go off on this big old thing. You're like, yeah, no, talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Like, that's what it was to hear people, like, when they're on, like, their deathbed, essentially. And so when it comes to someone that's, like, losing someone else, it's like, okay, like, this is what's going to happen. Here it is all in front of you. You have to go through it, though. I can't do it for you. I can't take that grief for you. People always like, I wish I could take on all the pain. No, they have to go through that in order for them to move on. Like, it's not that they're going to forget those people. You know, you never forgot your mom. You have a picture of your mom, your grandma, your sister, you know, in this room. You,
yeah.
You know, reference them countless times. Like, I know you don't forget them, but you move on to make it easier on yourself. You know, and that's what people need to do. And even with you, when you were at, like, your lowest point, it was like, you need to understand that suicide and death doesn't just affect you. Like, it might be easy for you, but it hits everyone else hard. Sure. You know, when you lost your grandma, like, it hit you hard. And we all saw that, you know. And then a month later, like, you lose your sister. We're like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. What kind of bad luck does this guy have that, right. Like, he has to go through that? You know, we're sitting there going, like, I don't know what to do. I reached out to my grandma, who I almost never call for advice. And so if I have to call her for advice about something, it's, like, gotten to the point where it's super serious. And I go, what do I do for this? She's like, he has to go through it. She's like, you know he has to go through it. But I don't think that you were prepared to be that person to help him go through it. Yeah. And not everyone's prepared to be that person. You know, there's plenty of people, I'm sure, in your life that you thought would be there, you know, during certain times that weren't there, mm-hmm. You know, and you're like, I really thought I could have counted on you. You know, I felt like our core group of friends was all like, whatever you need, drop of the hat, cool, we're there.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, you know, happens internally among us, it's like different. But I feel like when it's a serious thing, everybody's like, yeah, we got you. Like, what do you need? We'll help mm-hmm. you back up to where we're at,
right.
You know, before we continue on. So it's, yeah, like that, that's what sparked that whole, sorry, I went off on that tangent. I almost lost like what we were talking about, but like, that's like my, was my perspective of like that whole thing. And I was like, no, like, don't fucking think that way, because it's not as easy as you think. I think we talked about like suicide and like what does it affect, you know? And I don't normally get mad at like them in that sense. Like, but when I talk like that, that's when everyone kind of stops and goes, this is kind of serious. All right. Jorge's never like this, yeah. You know, I'm usually the dark humor type of person, you know, I joke about death and everything else, because mm-hmm. that's how my grandma used to do it. When you're a nurse, you kind of get in that mindset. But when it becomes like a point where it feels serious and real, that's when it's like, it's no longer a joke. We're not going to talk about that, you know? And so I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but whenever we talk with certain friends about certain things, anything that becomes like a sensitive topic, I immediately avoid that. But I can play it off in a way where it, like, I clearly, like, I, if you're paying attention to the way I'm talk, you hear me avoid it, but you're like, they could have said this, but they didn't, because they know, like, that's a sensitive thing. So, like, anything pertaining to, like, brothers and sisters, you know, there's certain jokes I would say with other people, but I would never say around you, because yeah. I feel like I don't know how you're going to handle that.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, like, you need to talk about it, but I don't know that conversation, because I wasn't one of those people that you had like that deep talk about it with. I know you talked about it. I know you're either working through it or work past it. I just don't know the level of it. And so, especially when it comes to like other friends, you know, there's some jokes I'm like, ah, that, all right, that's a little too dark. I shouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. You know, like in my head, I'm like, God damn, that's really funny. It's like, it's really racist, like really insensitive. You shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got those jokes. Everyone's got those things, you know. That's just the way our society is, and especially like the way our culture is. You know, we're very like, yeah, I'm a clown on you. It's fine. You're going to have to get used to it. That's how you grow thick skin, you know. You're going to grow stronger because of that.
It's yeah.
Like, okay, but it's also like a really shitty way to raise some people at the same time, for sure. You know.
And it's intent to like, you know, you, like I've told people before where they hear, you know, our friend group talk to each other, they will assume that we hate each other. And right. They'll be like, why do you guys talk to each other like that? And we're like what? You know, and we, you know, we come to a point of, oh, people outside don't get our friendship.
Yeah.
Where, to be honest, they have, you know, strength in, you know, the way I am. Because usually I was a sensitive little child throughout my childhood, throughout high school. And then I met the friend group and, you know, they would make fun of me. And I can tell it was, you know, strangely enough, out of love. It was like, yo, I'm making fun of you because I am comfortable with you. You my guy type guy. It wasn't like, oh, I'm here to put you down so you can stay right here. You can read that. Everyone can read that. The ill intent, like if someone's like, yeah, you a fat ass bitch, like that reads different than, yeah, you a little chunky side, my guy.
Hey, like, you get a little round over
right,
there.
Like there's two different variants of saying the same thing, basically. Right. So people have to realize, okay, is this person, you can read it. That's all I can say. Like everyone can read, oh, this. But, and then to your point is that some people can't read that. And some people, and when they can't read it, you have to realize, okay, I can't probably say this to this person because if I do, it's going to be insensitive to them. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't mind that. And then some people will mind it. So we just, you know, it's all about reading.
We talked about this with Taj and the Kylo, where Taj was telling us about the time he texted this girl and he said like a certain line and we're like, why did you say that? Like,
exactly.
You know, but it was one of those like, but if you said it, Taj, like that's fine because that fits like you. Like if I said that, that would not be fine because that's not like the way I talk. But it's right. Like, it's all in how we talk. Like, there's other friend groups, you know, where I would say there's like an identical friend group like ours, you know, where there's four African Americans and one like Hispanic, and the Hispanic's like throwing the N-word every time.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say that, you know.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to songs, I like, I don't know if you guys hear, I'm like, no, just beep it out, you know. Yeah. Even in the car when I'm by myself, I don't say it, you know. I might know what the word is. I know like what it comes next in the song, but I won't say it in the point. And so it goes by like how you are as a person. It goes by how your friend group is. It goes by how close you guys are. There's so many different variables that go into it, you know, just like in any relationship that you have with anyone, you know, your relationship with someone at work isn't going to be the same as with someone else at work. Like if you, me and Adrian were all next to each other, you know, what you say to Adrian isn't exactly what you're going to say to me.
Right.
You know, what I say to you isn't going to be what I say to Adrian, you know, and then what we say isn't going to be what we say to, you know, the head boss.
Right.
We're going to be like, no, that's too much. Like, we should not say that at all.
Yeah.
You know, so it goes a lot of different ways. Even going back to what we were talking about, you know, people passing away, like there's certain topics where it's like I said, you know, where it's like, I probably shouldn't say something like that. Like anything. Like, people go like, oh, yeah, like, you know, say your mama joke. And I was like, that's not something I would say to Kiwan, you know, because I know, like, the relationship that he had. Like, you could probably say it to me, you know, and I probably wouldn't give two shits about it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not something I would say to you. It's not, like, anything about siblings I wouldn't say to you because I know, like, what you went through, you
yeah.
know. I might say something like, oh, man, if your grandma was here, she'd beat your ass. Like, I might say
sure.
something like
yeah.
that, but... Like, obviously, I don't mean that as, like, an ill intent, you know?
No,
I mean that
sure.
as, like, yeah, your grandma definitely would have beat your ass or something like that. And
yeah.
I just would have laughed. And then she would have yelled at me, and I would have been in trouble, too.
Right.
Just, like, the time she yelled at me for, like, packing this stuff. I'm like, why am I getting yelled at, too? She's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. I yelled at the guys because they take forever. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'll move
yeah.
faster. But it was just, like, those kind of jokes, like, I have to, like, really think about. And it's... It plays back to, like, how my grandma was with me and growing up around death and, like, people passing away, you know. The big ones coming up for me is my grandma and my grandpa passing away. Like, when my grandpa passes away, like, you know how close I am to him. Like,
yeah.
that's going to hit me hard. And I told everyone, like, when I was younger, I was like, I'll shut down for a week. Like,
yeah.
it's going to be that hard. And people were like, no. And I was like, no, I think it is. Like... Anyone that I've ever known that has been, like, that close to, like, a close family member, like, it hits them hard. you can attest to that. Absolutely. You know, it's not something where like, give me 3 days, I'm good. No.
No, you don't know. And like, yeah, I at least you're aware of like, okay, I'm going to shut down. You know, a lot of people are like, well, yeah, like, you know, if it was meant to be, meant to be. I've heard people say that, but at least you know, hey, this is going to tear me to shreds, you know? And now if it does happen, I can be there and be like, hey, he told me, leave him alone. We will be here to support him, and anything he needs will be there. But let's make sure you give him his time, his space. All right. So you saying that now that's going to register in my head if, you know, God forbid, it happens a long time.
Yeah. I mean, but it'll definitely be something where it's like, I need to go back to California. Like, if I ever say, like, if I really hit you guys up and say, like, I need to go back to California probably for a week or 2 weeks, whatever it is, like, someone needs to help take care of my dog. Like, it's a serious thing. Yeah. It's like, you know, expect probably the worst case scenario in that sense where, you know, someone passed away.
For sure.
Like, I, just like you, like, when it comes to family, my grandma, my grandpa, my aunt, my cousin, and my mom, that's it. That's all I have as, like, close family members. I have, like, my cousins and, like, my aunt on my dad's side, but it's not the same when it comes to, like, these people. Like, if something happened to my cousin here, like, that's a big thing for me.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if something happened to my mom, obviously, because it was her and I, my aunt, because she helped me and I reconnected our relationship, and then, obviously, my grandparents, because of how much they mean to me and how much they helped me grow as a person. So, it's hard in the sense of who it is. You know, I've lost friends to school shootings. I've lost friends to the war in Afghanistan. I've lost friends, you know, in car accidents and in drunk driving accidents, you know. I've lost friends randomly, you know, and I've lost friends that I've made over the years due to, you know, a careless act of another person. I don't think I've had anyone that's been, like, murdered, per se. But it's been pretty close a couple times. So it's one of those, like, I know how I'm going to react to it. I know how it's going to hit me, you know. The person that, you know, we're going to the memorial for, like, his relationship between him and I is different between you and him.
I know. You should elaborate a little bit, because I know, you know, he helped you out a little bit when you were in need.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was definitely closer to his girlfriend in the sense that I felt like, as a friendship-wise, like, her and I were closer and he was just there, you know, but he was always a great guy and I've never had any problems with him.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like when I lost my job at the school because I got fired, fucking bitch ass teachers. I could say that. All right. Yeah. I'm not naming any names, but yeah, fuck those teachers over there at that one school. No, the teachers and the administration, that whole set of schools. All right. Anyway, when I lost my job, his girlfriend hit me up and was like, yeah, you know, Duncan's got, you know, a job. And I was like, all right, cool. It was landscaping. And I was like, you know what? Work is work. I can't knock it. He got me in, you know, almost immediately. Literally that day. And they're like, all right, you're going to go work. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in, like, you know, attire not to work. All right. I guess I'm working in jeans and these randomness shoes. Like, fuck, yeah, man. So, like, I literally had no money to my name. I had nothing. I was living out of my friend's place, like, basically freeloading. I still feel bad about that. Like, I still feel the need to pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
But he definitely helped me through, like, all of that. And then I quit. I put my 2 weeks in. And then they fired the guy that I gave my 2 weeks to, so they never got it. And so a week into that, I got my DUI. And then I didn't see him until, like, I think 2 or 3 months after that. And he's like, yo, are you okay? You know, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, obviously, I was, like, going through my DUI stuff. And he's like, oh, shit, man. I was like, 1 week you're here, and the next week you're just gone. We didn't hear anything from you. I'm like, oh. I gave my 2 weeks to this person. It's like, oh, no, we fired him, like, 2 days after that. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Right. Like, he didn't turn this shit in? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, no, I got the receipts. Like, I called him, and, like, I tried to leave a message. Like, yeah, no, he got fired because he was a shitty person. And I was like, oh. And he's like, yeah, but I was thinking about you. And I was like, hoping everything was okay. He's like, I was worried about your dog, too. How's he doing? I'm like, man, like, a lot of people don't ask about that. Exactly. You know? And so he was the kind of person that would always, like, reach out and, like, do everything. So I told him, like, yeah, I got a DUI, you know. And this was, like, one of the first people outside of our group that I really talked to about that. And he was like, that's shitty, man. He's like, is everything okay? Like, do you need a lawyer? Like, I can hook you up with them. I'm like, no, everything's already settled. Like, I didn't kill anyone. Like, this is what happened. He's like, well, I'm glad that you're here with us to, like, you know, celebrate. He's like, you want some water? Like, I got you water. Like, there's no soda, but, you know, I'll do my best to make sure that, you know, you're good. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah. I'm good. Go. Like, so to someone that, like, I didn't feel that close to, like, be like that was like, oh, man, like, if it was a video game, be like, yeah, I've leveled up, you know, or like, oh, yeah, Jorge will remember this conversation later. Sure. Like, that's the kind of shit that, you know, we had. And every time I saw him, like, it was always like, how you doing, man? Like, for his birthday, it's like, how you doing? Like, yeah, great to see you guys. Like, I'm happy that you guys are here. He was always happy to see us in general. And, like, it's one thing to be like, oh, yeah, what's up, man? You know, like, and it's someone passing by, but he'd be like, yeah, like, and then he would touch base on something that was, like, close to you guys. You know, or like make a joke that was like connected to you guys in some way. And so it felt more personal and like closer in that sense. Like, oh yeah, like never, like anyone ever met, I don't think I've met anyone that had like a bad thing to say, even while working there.
Absolutely.
Like, you know how like you hear like other people's like, oh yeah, like Duncan's like this kind of person. Like anytime I was like, oh, what about Duncan? It's like, no, Duncan's cool. Right. Like, but this other guy, no, fuck that guy. It's like, I'm not talking like, oh, what about Duncan? Oh no, he's cool.
Yeah,
he's a white boy, but you know, he's cool. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, Duncan is, he's pretty Hawaiian. Dope though. Huh,
he's Hawaiian.
They would always call him white boy. but yeah, it was like stuff like that. And so it was like, that's the kind of person I knew that like I wanted to be friends with. You want to be friends with those people that there's no bad things being said about them. And if there are being bad things being said about them, it's like there's no way that's the same person.
Yeah,
you know, like whatever bad thing you're saying about that person, like, you must got the wrong person, or you must holding on to, like, negative feelings that, for whatever reason, they didn't do, you know? So, it's tough. It sucks. You know, it's not going to be easy.
No, absolutely not. Just going back, piggyback off you, it's just, I just realized that he played a huge, major part in the way I am now. And I'm not saying that because he's dead, but just realizing it. So it was me, Taj, Ahmed, and Kylo. And I would hang out with them all the time. But it got to a point where, we were all by ourselves. It was just... Taj was doing barroom school / like he wasn't into the lifestyle of like going out and drinking, so I didn't really hang out with him.
This is well before I met you guys, huh?
Yeah. Kylo went to the military, and then Ahmed moved to New Mexico, so it was just they were separated and I was basically by myself. But that I was getting to that point in time of finding myself and getting comfortable of how I am and wanting to, you know, seek out, like, go out. And, like, I was a late bloomer, to be honest. Like, I started going out at 23, 24. So, when I started doing that...
Hey, that's when I started going out.
Yeah, 23, 24. And I knew, I knew our mutual friend. I don't want to really say their names because I don't know if they'll, you know. But, I knew this girl through a Kylo, and this girl had a boyfriend, and he was, and I met them both, and we vibed and everything like that, and they were like, "Hey, you wanna go out?" Or and I'm like, "Yeah, of course." And I would see how they were going out, and they weren't douchey, they weren't assholes. Like, it was just a chill time. We'll drink, have a good time, and, you know, go on with the night. So I would go out with them, I would say, frequently for a year. And no one lived downtown, so, and I lived in Aurora at the time, and I would stay at their house. So, of course, when you stay at people's house, like, you start having conversations, you start building rapport, you start... building the relationship of just like, oh, like you're a cool person, like,
right.
So it was, you know, him, his girlfriend, and his best friend. His best friend is really cool too. So like being around them, it kind of shaped the way I am and approach things when I go out, because I could have hung out with a douchey crowd and I could have picked up that mindset of like, oh, this is how you do this, how you do that. But no, they were super chill. They were always welcoming. They were always like, we're just here to have a good time. We're going to leave, go home. You know, if we do this again, we'll do it again. And I just remember just like, wow, I like this mentality, you know. And you've seen like when we've gone out, it's just like there's different types of crowds and different type of groups. And you see one certain group where you're like, those guys are assholes, or those guys are jerks, or those guys are, you know, douchebags. And you just look at them, you're like, I can't imagine myself being like that. You know, and I just look back saying, wow, they really shaped the way I am. And just like you said, no one had a bad word to say about Duncan. And just seeing them was always a good feeling. It was never negative at all.
It was a crowd. It's the crowd that you definitely want to be with. Like, I don't want to sound like, you know, like a toot my own horn and all that, but anytime we go out, we're always the crowd that, you know, you want to be around. Everyone's always coming up to us, like random people.
It's an aura.
Every single time I hear, how tall are you? God, do we not do this every single
time? I know, but it's even an aura. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, like, even with them, like, and like that group of friends also, like, it's always a good time. I can't imagine, like, I can't think of, like, any time we've ever went out with them or, like, met them somewhere that it was, like, a bad time. It was like, yeah, that night wasn't that great, you know? Like, even if we stayed at, like, one spot, you know, and, like, had a party there, I was like, it's still, like, yeah, a good time there. Good
time. Like, the place where, I don't think you went with me. I think you did. Well, where we, there was, his friend had a spot and they, like, hired a bartender and...
Yeah,
it was like a with fun
the,
night
where they had like the spiral staircase.
Usually us, we like go to a party if it's on a weekend, Friday or Saturday. We're like, hey, we're gonna stay a little bit and go out. We stayed there almost all night because it was a good night, and then we were just like, we don't even need to go out, and that just shows how like.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times
good where, like, vibes and
we'll show up for like an hour. All right, we're out. Like yeah. Them, it's like no, but like even when we leave, like I feel like I don't know if you noticed, but anytime we go out, I'm like I hate saying goodbye to like every single person. I'm the kind of person like, hey, I'll catch you all later.
Exactly,
like, you guys like we're cool, like because that's just the way like I've always done things. Like I'm
not I like person. Irish goodbyes.
I'm not the kind of person that goes out there and like yeah goodbye hey have a great night have a great night. I'm like.
But, of course, the one or two, three.
But those are the people that I always like try to go like out of my way to go. Oh, by. Absolutely. Like, yeah, let me go say goodbye to them really quick before I say bye to other
absolutely.
People. You know, if I see someone on the way out, that's different. You know, I might say like, yeah, have a great night. You know, but if we're leaving, I'm like, yeah, let's go say bye to them first before we leave.
For sure.
So like that says a lot, especially when it comes to like, you know, just people in general, like. It's like if I recommend a movie, you know, if I recommend a movie, like I'm very particular about it. Like that's how much it like it says about that person or that thing.
Yeah.
You know, so for me to say that about them, it's like I hold them in high regard for anything and everything they've ever done for not just you, but for me and like the whole group. And so.
And then the whole scavenger hunt thing for his birthday.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the best days.
So for like.
That was probably one of the best days I've ever had.
Yeah. So for 3 years, I think it was like four or five, probably went on before, you know, but I remember like the last ones. He would have a scavenger hunt on his birthday and it was like a full blown scavenger hunt. Like.
And everyone had to be engaged.
At least like 30 people would show up and do the scavenger hunt. Like that's how dedicated these teams were. And it was great. I don't know how we always lost though.
Like, I know, I felt like we sense. Did well.
But... I was like, wait, no, there's no way they got these many points. But there'd be people like, one of them was like, you get a point for every shot. They're like, yeah, they took 16 shots. And I was like, well, fuck, no wonder why they won. Like, you know, take no 16 shots that are like $8 a piece.
Right.
But I mean, there was like a lot of fun stuff. It was like, oh, have a dance battle randomly. I was like, cool, record this. Here it goes. And like, we just do a dance battle. Or like, sing a song randomly. Like, all right, bet. It's like
those so kind of fun, things. Right? Yeah.
Just like it was so simple, but it was so fun in like the sense. So
that's right. Just sees their approach of just like, we just want to have fun, you know, drink, of course, have fun. It doesn't have to be serious, you know. It's his my birthday, and he never was like, yeah, it's my birthday, like, I need you guys doing this, I need you to do that. Super chill, just like, yeah. No,
he
like, did,
but the only time he said, he's like, it's my birthday, but I want you guys to have fun. You guys having fun?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that was, like, the extent of, like, him, like, boasting about his birthday. And, like, people would go, whose birthday is it? And be like, it's mine, what's up? And yeah. Then go back to, like, his normal conversation. And I was like, man, like, that's how I want to be. Like,
right.
When I get to his age, I think I was only, like, a couple years younger than him, but, you know... He definitely gave off that mature, like, suave, like, attitude where, like, anytime you're like, man, he's, like, he looks kind of dorky, but he's really cool at the same time. Like, man would come in with the turtleneck and, like, the jeans and, like, almost dead shoes. Yeah, he would always have, like, a turtleneck. Like, during, like, the wintertime and fall.
Oh, shoot. I don't remember that.
Yeah, and so...
I just remember him wearing the hats and, like, t-shirts.
The
hats,
the sunglasses. Yeah. Yeah.
The freaking, what is those called?
The, not pit vipers, but basically pit vipers. Yeah. Yeah. So you'd have those types of, man. Like, you seem like, yep, there's Duncan. How do you know? I know. Oh, like, yeah. You can't not see him.
Absolutely.
He goes, hey, what's up, guys? Like, oh, yeah, what's up? And they're like, we just shoot the shit.
But, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When it comes to my family and memorials and, like, talking about, like, death and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, like, you can relate to this, too, but we always talk about, like, the good times with them, and all we do is just share stories, like, everything else. Our family has a thing where we don't grieve until, like, the day of the funeral. And even during the day of the funeral, it's, like, you can grieve, you can get it out, but, like, joke about it. Joke about this. Like, everyone in the family had, like, a thing where it's, like, even for me, like, I was thinking about, you know, like, how do I want people to, like, go to my death. And I was like, I want people just to be comfortable. I don't care what you wear. Like, you can wear, if wearing sweats, you know, and a t-shirt and tennis shoes, you know, or like sandals, whatever it is, that makes you feel comfortable. That's how I want you to show up.
Yeah.
You know, you're most comfortable. I want you to joke about like the stuff I would say or like make comments about like the stuff I would do. Like, that's what I want. I want you to sit there and be happy like that I lived, you know, a wonderful life or generally the good life, you know, instead of sit there and cry like, why'd he go like so young? Like, no, I want you to like be happy for me in the sense that, you know, I want you to be happy that you met me. And like, given this, God, it sounds like kind of arrogant almost, but like
celebrate
yeah, like celebrating my life in the sense that like we had good times, you know. I try to like do as much as I can. That's why I always try to be a genuinely good person as I can the majority of the time. Say some sideways shit to me, you know, that's a different issue. But I mean, the majority of the time, like, I'm always like, yeah, like, what do you need? What can I help you with? Like, that's right. What I want people to remember going, like, yeah, like, remember that time? Like, he drove like 5 miles down the wrong way and then he cut back and came back and still got us there in time, you know? Or like, the time, like, Chaz had to get home and like, we raced on the highway and made it from like Slushman to his house in like 10 minutes, you know? Like, those are the kind of stories that like I want people to say and be like, I didn't hear about this or I didn't know about that, you know? I still stand by what I said where I want, like, some random celebrity that you guys hire to show up at my wedding, or not my wedding, my funeral, and be like, what the fuck? He knew The Rock? Like, yeah. How close was he? Like, it was a good man. And then just leave and be like, what the fuck just happened? Like, that's the kind of shit I want.
Yeah.
But, like, later on down the line, it's like, yeah, I had a friend that passed away. To this day, I don't know if he knew The Rock or not, but The Rock was there. And that was really weird. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I want, yeah. You know? And I feel like with all the people that you're telling me is going to show up tonight, it's going to be something like that, you know, where we're going to see all these people, we're going to have all these conversations, hear all these stories about things, like, way in the past before us, you know, stuff that happened now, you know, even, like, short little stuff. Like, yeah, remember when this happened and he, like, did that? Like, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, we and my family have always been proud of, and it helps with the process because you're mourning in the sense because you're remembering everything that they did. You're remembering all the good stuff. you know, yeah, there was bad stuff that happened, but I mean, that's between you and that person. You know, that's a memorial and funeral is not the time to air out anyone's dirty laundry.
Absolutely not.
You know, but it's definitely a time
to, because they're not here to defend themselves.
Yeah, but it's definitely a time to like talk about like the good stuff that would happen, you know, sure. Or like the stuff that like, you know, wouldn't expect. And those are the times that I'm like, man, like, I didn't know they did all that. Like, right. I didn't know they did all this too. Like, dang, like, that makes me appreciate them.
Like I said, it's a celebration. Like, it's a celebration of the person's life. It's not here to, you know, shit on them, because that's unfair to the person, because they're not here to defend themselves. Like, if you're like shitting on them, especially at a memorial, like,
yeah, it just makes it.
It just makes you look terrible, you know? So, I always think it's a celebration of life, and hopefully, you know, we see that today. And
I'm sure we will.
I'm pretty sure we will.
With the
he people was just such a positive, and you know, the brother, you know, just like the Hawaiian in him, just going, you know,
even
how you doing, brother?
Even like our other friends that like will be there, like they're not the kind of people that would start anything or like try to do anything. So I know for a fact. And if someone did, they'd be like, "All right, you need to go." Like, there's big enough people, way bigger than like me. Probably he won't side. They'd be like, "All right, buddy, and pick you up and move you outside. Right. Like, this is where you're gonna be. You hang out there, or just go home. You know,
for
like,
sure.
We're not gonna start any problems with. Just don't be here. You know,
exactly.
Have a good day."
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, death comes quick.
Yeah.
Death is unexpected. It's, there's
no. Does not discriminate. Doesn't care what age, who you are, what you've done. It will come knocking at your door when it's time. Which people have to realize, and I've realized it. It's just crazy seeing people, you know, I grew up with, you know, as far as my family, and then seeing people, like, who I was friends with, who I grew memories with, just like pass away. So
my grandma would always say, like, yeah, when you hit like your 30s and 40s, that's when you start to see a spike in death. When you hit like your 50s and 60s, that's when you see even more, you know. And it's like, it's not one of those things that like it clicks yet until like someone close to you passes away and you're like, man, like we're hitting that point, like we're hitting our 30s. It's like there might be underlying health issues with someone that like we don't know about, and that's what hits them. Mm-hmm. You know, there might be that person that's like, you know, still in the military, you know, and you know, the stuff in Afghanistan like right. goes down and like they pass away. Or with the way the world is right now, with like, you know, cops still shooting people and like school shootings and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, they just got shot and like shopping for groceries. You know, it's like that's the kind of thing where it's like it hits you, because now that you're an adult, now that you're like on your own and like living your life, like just random shit happens, you yeah. know, and you're like, fuck, like really? Like that happened to them? They're like, yeah, like they just passed away unexpectedly because they were just living their life doing nothing.
Right.
You know, and it's like it doesn't register, you know. And for the people that are listening to this that are young, you know, that's not to say that, like, your whole life is going to be like that. Like, you might live a life where, you know, no one passes away until you're 80, and just by chance, you know?
Well, you just got to live day by day. Like, you can't, you have to be present. That's the main thing. Be present. Don't look into the past. Don't look into the future. But be present, because you need to cherish the moment you're in. You need to, you know, you can look back. You know, there's been so many times where I've looked back at memories and I thought it was just an okay day, but then looking back, like pictures or videos like of us, I'm like, yo, that was fucking dope, like what we did, or that was fucking dope where we went to this, you know. That's a point of like, be present. Don't worry about too much in the future, and then also don't dwell in the past. Just stay still, have stillness, and be present. And if you can do that, that's all you need to do.
I mean, that's something I definitely struggle with now, like, in the sense that I want to live in the moment, but I want to take pictures to, like, remember. Because I don't know how many times I send you pictures, like, yeah, remember we did this? Like, this shit was, like, 5 years ago. You're like, oh, shit, yeah, that was a fun night. Like, I remember that, like, because of this photo, because it triggered something. But at the same time, like, oh man, like, I just want to, like, live in the moment. I don't want to be that person behind the camera, you know. I want to enjoy a concert and be like, yeah, like, I was at that concert. But at the same time, like, oh, I really want a cool picture of, like, the way this concert looks.
Yeah.
You know, like, for me, that big one was Kendrick's show, when I got the picture where it says damn. You know, I was like, yeah, like, that's a dope photo.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can't wait to do that. It's, yeah, it's tough.
What up, G?
You wanna be a part of, you know, everything going on. You wanna be there for people. You wanna do what you can, and there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, you should.
You know, totally. So you have to really think about the people that you want in your life. You know,
okay.
You don't need to be around the negativity. You don't need to be around the people that will bring you down, because at the end of the day, you know, when you need those people from, you know, stuff you're going through, they're not always going to be there. The people that are good in your life, the people that are there for you, you know, those are the people you want around. Because, like, if Kiwon didn't have, like, that good support, you know, when he lost his family, like,
absolutely.
Who knows if he'd still be here? Like, who knows if we'd be even doing this podcast, you know?
I won't be here, for sure. That's what I mean by stillness. And I was going to say, I'm not talking about pictures is taking fine. I mean, taking pictures is fine. But I was talking about regarding, let's say we're at a moment and you go, man, I can't wait until next week or something like that. Or we're in a moment right now and you go, man, I wish it was last Friday, in a sense. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like stillness. It's like live in this moment. That moment happened in the past, and the moments haven't happened yet in the future. Just stay here and be like, wow, I'm in this moment. I should appreciate that I'm even here enjoying this moment right now. I can't worry about the past because I can't control it. I can't worry about the future because I can't control it. But right now, right here, I know I'm having a good time. And that's all, like,
well,
I've been
realizing. That's what I mean. Like, when I take photos, I very rarely take photos of just, like, myself. Or I'm very rarely in the group photos with anything. Yeah. Like, some of my best photos, like, are on your guys' page, getting way more likes on stuff.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, you guys are tagging me, like, yeah, Jorge took this photo. But it's, like, I'm taking myself out of that moment to preserve a moment for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, down the line, let's say, like, you know, 10-15 years down the line, if we were to catalog all the photos and be like, damn, there's like a bunch of Kiwon, there's a bunch of a Kylo, Taj, Ahmed, like, and there's like a sprinkle of like Jorge here and there, it's like, yeah, I'm part of it, you know, I'm part of that moment because I shot that picture, that's for that, you know, but I'm not in that photo. You know, it's a different thing when you're behind the lens as opposed to in front of it. And so that's what I was talking about when, like, being in that moment. I was like, I missed that. Like, you know, there's a bunch of cool photos. I'm like, I can't be in that cool photo because that's their moment right now. Like, that's something that I see. I'm like, that's a dope picture. You know, like the most recent one with you and Kylo where you guys are standing back to back. I was like, that's a dope one.
Yeah.
Like, that's one I'm happy to, like, take a photo of.
But you're part of that memory, even though you're not in front of the camera.
Like, the main one of, like, you and your sister.
Yeah, you took that one. Yeah.
You know, like, I'd always tell everyone, I go, that's my greatest photo I'll never be able to top. And they're like, why? And I was like, even though it's, like, a simple photo, it doesn't matter what it is. It's, like, it's probably the last thing that he has that he could cherish because it's a genuine smile from his sister and it's a genuine smile from him.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, you know how I feel about people and they're smiling. I'm like, the fake-ass smile? God damn it, smile for reals, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of stuff where it's, like, you're not going to get that, you know? And if I didn't take that photo, like, when was the most updated photo you would have had of you two?
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, it's been a long time.
So, it's, like, taking myself out of that, you know, out of that frame to, like, do something different, that's hard for me sometimes because it's like I really want to be here to enjoy this. I want to be here to do that, you know, but there's times I'm like, let me take a step back, let me snap this photo really quick. Oh yeah, cool, all right, back into it, you know. So to be a part of it is also like I have to think in the long run, like, that's the legacy I'm leaving behind, So Duncan's legacy is, you know, being that genuine good person that he's leaving behind, and everyone's going to celebrate that. My legacy I'm leaving behind is the photos, the videos, you know, the actions that I do. So how you guys act and how you guys do stuff is like the stuff that you're leaving behind. You know, the stuff that Kiwan's leaving behind is, you know, the dancing, like him just being generally tall. But like, there's so much that goes into it, not just you as that person standing there. Like, me being short isn't like the legacy I'm leaving behind. You know, I have other friends and other skills that I've done, that I've been a part of, that have helped me grow and be the person I am today. You know, people will know me as the baseball person. People will know me as the video game person. People will know me as the guy with the clingy dog from my, you know, viral TikTok. So there's so many different things that go into it. So it's just, there's a lot of different things that you can leave behind. And the legacy that I hope to leave behind is like that of like the person capturing those moments. Kiwan just ran downstairs to go bring in our friend Kylo. It's raining outside right now. I guess like kind of fitting for today. But yeah, it's thunder. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but it's a big thing. There's a lot of things that go on.
What's up?
What's up, big man?
I forgot your jersey at the house.
Oh, it came?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're finishing up this podcast. Anything you want to say?
Merry Christmas.
On that note, I got nothing else.
Yeah, me either.
Stay safe. Tell someone you love them. Hug a friend. Hug a cat, your dog, your fish. Whatever you need to do.
Live in a moment. Stillness. Let's go.
Exactly. And we'll be back at some point. It might take us a bit. It's raining, you know, so. But we'll be back. So, is that it? You got anything else?
Nope.
Hey, but Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Happy Kwanzaa. I got nothing else. All right, have a good one.